Hello everyone, it's Mokshni here. I'm at Adistana in the UK, and it's day two of the summer meeting of the European Chairs Assembly. There's about 50 chairmen and chairwomen from Triratna Buddhist centres and retreat centres from all over Europe gathered here. And also the meeting includes the directors and reps of some of Triratna's main projects like Clear Vision, Windhorse Publications and the Buddhist Centre Online. It's a really lovely day again. The sky is blue and people are going out for walks. But with me here is Parina.
Hello.
And Parina is the chair of the Metta-Vihara Retreat Centre in the Low Countries, which is Netherlands and Belgium. She has been attending these meetings for about 4 years. And I'm just going to get her to tell us a bit what these meetings are about. So, Parina, you've been coming to these chairs assemblies for a while. Can you tell us a bit what happens at these meetings?
Because the meetings are very rich and they have different themes and different aspects. We always start with the reporting in. Because we meet twice a year, so it's good to know, you know, from everybody or in small groups how we are doing. And we have usually a few days of practice on a theme, and then we have a meeting with the college on a theme that is actual, that's relevant, and of course we have business meeting as well. But that's very important to say. That's only sort of one slot, so we are very efficient in doing the meeting in the business part of the meeting.
Yeah. So coming twice a year to a week-long meeting, and sometimes they're even longer, sounds like quite a commitment. So why do you think it's so important that the chairmen and women meet?
Well, I, from my own experience, I'm always looking forward to meet, to come together here, because it's to be a chair, it's a certain responsibility we take on and I've taken on. And it's in some way it's hard to explain how it feels like. And being here with other chairs, we all sort of are in the same position, in the same responsibility. So we encounter the same struggles, the same pleasures, the same inspiration, the same difficulties. And it's so good to sort of, you know, to share it together and sort of being met with everything there is. So that's one of the reasons. And the other one is, I think the ECA really has something to say in a way of, you know, in the development of the Triratna Buddhist community. It's mainly in Europe, but maybe the effect is more, you know, broader than that. For instance, the young people's coordinator, you know, the whole young people's side of our movement being developed has been initiated and made possible by the ECA for a big part, and also the development team, and also now you're sort of really supporting the Dharma Future Fund. So it, you know, we do make a difference, and it's so important that we, you know, you can't do it unless you come together and meet in person. And the third, but very important aspect is for me is sort of, you know, coming together and meeting twice a year, you build up friendships. It's so sort of, it's a joy to see everybody coming, and, you know, we have time to catch up together in the afternoons, but also sort of practicing together and, yeah, sort of having breakfast together, working together in the kitchen. All those things matter. And, the friendship really mean, what can I say about friendship? It's so heartwarming and so important.
So it sounds like there is, on the one hand, a really important personal element that coming to these meetings is really supportive to one's, to your own life. And then there's also the element that it has an effect on helping create unity in the whole order and movement, and that we have a common language and discuss important themes. So perhaps lastly, you could just tell us a bit, like in this meeting, in every meeting there's common elements, as you've said, like reporting in and Dharma practice and ritual. And every meeting as well, there are particular themes that reflect the current concerns. So what are some of the themes that we are particularly exploring on this meeting?
Well, on the, in this meeting, we are exploring sadhana. And sadhana is part of our system of practice. It's the visualization practice of a Buddha, of a bodhisattva. And it has become more actual in the past time. We had sadhana practices on the conventions. And Subhuti has been talking about it in the council. And now we are, as we are here, exploring sadhana as well. And another one is the culture of centers, the impact of worldly views and values on how we, you know, how we practice in the centers. For instance, to mention one thing, the use of all sorts of digital communication things like iPods and things in the shrine rooms. To mention a few, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Parina. That's great. And over the course of this week, we'll have a few more news updates on what we are covering at the European Chairs Assembly meeting in Adistana, which started yesterday and finishes next Tuesday. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.